Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to The Wheel Reads, a Wheel of Time podcast. Your hosts are Alan, Chris, and Ian. This podcast is safe for first-time readers with no spoilers. This week, we'll be covering chapters 25 and 26 of Lord of Chaos, like lightning and rain and connecting lines. Enjoy! Welcome to Season 6, Episode 13 of The Wheel Reads. On this fantastic evening of dropping a major fantasy project, our property coming out.
If we get one viewer tonight, I'm going to be like,
Lord
yes.
Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power.
We
so,
do have one.
If no one's going to watch us tonight, I understand completely. Of course, it doesn't come out for another 30 minutes, so watch us until 30 minutes, and then if everybody leaves in 30 minutes, I get it. I understand. Or if you want to stick around, we're going to try to do this fast, so Chris can watch it. Because he and I already saw it.
And there will be no spoilers.
Yeah, so... as far as new patrons, no new patrons this week, although we are one patron now away from 80 patrons. So it's ebbed and flowed for a while. So if anybody wants to be the 80th person, we have lots of tiers. We have a Bella tier, which is awesome. But, you guys, yeah.
You could put this in the spreadsheets. Whoever's the 99th patron, I got something special for them.
Yeah, I actually got an email from work today, and it was like, sign up for the seminar for become a master of Excel. And I was like, I've never been intrigued by these emails. I am intrigued. I'll look into it. As far as giveaways go, we do have one going on Facebook right now that ends, I think, on the 6th. So, like, it might be before this episode actually drops. So, if you haven't checked out our Facebook one, we're giving away a book. So that is something going on right now as far as giveaway. So a hardcover copy of The Wheel of Time of your choice, whatever book you want. Because I love you guys so much. How about we just give away another book here live on YouTube right now? So first person to do something in chat. You guys can think of it. What do you guys want? You want a trivia question about you guys or something like that? And then whoever answers it first gets a book.
Sure.
Something like that. I don't know. Yeah. Cool. So come up with something on the fly. I didn't even prep you guys. So you guys can just think of something.
Trivia.
While you're thinking...
name one boat that was mentioned on the show.
Name one boat. Okay.
One type of boat.
It can be from the books too. Yeah. So if you name a book, a boat, any boat, you get a free hardcover copy of.
Ian, you don't count.
Time book. Yeah.
Ian's like, I can name many boats.
And no one's commented yet. So if anybody's actually listening to us, there's six people apparently. one of you guys can possibly win a hardcover copy of the book. And if people come and watch this video later and still no one's commented in the live chat by the time we're done, then whoever comments,
everybody's
in the comments.
Googling. They're like, what boat has Chris or Ian or Alan talked about?
Yeah, trying to figure out some kind of boat. Yeah, that was a good one. As far as guests goes, next week we are going to have a guest on. That's on Tuesday. So we're back to Tuesdays next week. We're done with the weird scheduling. We might be to Thursdays.
We'll be clear. Hold on a second. Those of you that are watching, the first person that mentions in the chat a type of boat or a name of a boat that we have mentioned on the show, you win a hardcover book.
Yeah. Right now. You're answering right now for our book.
motor boat.
Motorboat works.
Yeah.
Aurier Silva. Okay, Aurier wins.
I was specifically thinking.
It's literally scared, like whoever comments first. Yeah, there you go. Really Irish was. Bear.
Any number at all. Just any write number, down a number. V. Select. V is Roman five. Numeral for the number five.
I think we got
that's it. You've actually got that correct.
And your Sean wager is
suck it, Trebek.
Nice. Yeah. So, Iris, I will be in touch about getting you a hardcover copy of a book. It will give giveaways on YouTube in the future again. Maybe we'll do some more prep and actually figure something out. This was kind of me last minute, like, let's give it away. I didn't really plan this. So, but yeah, we'll get you something. And then, so next week, talk around Riyadh is we were just on their podcast. They're coming to return the favor on the 6th. So that's next Tuesday, I think, right? Is that right? Yeah.
Yes.
And then on the 13th, which is in 2 weeks, we have another guest coming on, and that's going to be for some really fun chapters. And we will be doing a live reaction to those chapters as well. So we guys got to schedule that. That would be after next week. So sometime between the 6th and the 13th, we got to also do a live reaction for our Patreons at a certain tier.
Cool. Chanel's also asked a couple times when she gets to be on. So
let me know when she wants to be, and I will work in the schedule.
All right, I'll do that.
Now that she knows, have her pick the chapter. She'll know what she wants to be.
There are certain chapters that answers no, because they are like the end of the book. No one gets to be on that one because you can't pick for that one. And really, I want just you guys' reactions to that one.
Gotcha.
Ian,
shit's going down into the book.
Yes.
Yeah. So, 2 weeks, we have another guest coming on for those great chapters. That'll be chapter 29, chapter 30 in 2 weeks. So, personal life. Ian and I had the pleasure last night of going on the big screen and seeing the new Rings of Power TV show in the local theater for early fan screening. They had made turn off their cell phones before they went in. I don't know if you noticed this, Ian, but there's actually like cops patrolling, making sure there's no cell phones at all. Like if anyone's on there, escort them out. they were like watching the theater like a hawk. Because they didn't want anyone recording or putting anything out, obviously, since it has to be released. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I had a lot of beers. And that's all I'm going to say because I'm not going to spoil it. So. But that's it for my and you can watch it in 20 minutes. Not you, Chris, because it's still recording. But everyone else.
We'll be done that fast.
Yeah, we'll be done in 20 minutes. So that's it for me. I'm going to keep this fast as far as personal life goes. How about you guys? What's going on?
So I've got the kids for the weekend. We're in our school time schedule now. So I'm like it's every other weekend, but I'm Thursday through Monday when I have them. So got them for the whole holiday weekend. We're at the river. So I'm metered off of my cell phone right now. Y'all probably noticed I turned my video off. I think I keep freezing. Alan keeps freezing. I'm assuming it's just my internet. I don't know. But kids and I are having a great time. And we're going to, the weather's going to be perfect. We're just going to be in the water, on the water, wakeboarding, tube, and all that jazz this weekend. Pretty excited.
Okay. Cool. Chris?
So I went to Atlanta on Friday to get my suit.
Oh, cool.
Did you go? Guess what wasn't there? My suit.
Oh, perfect.
Bro, let me tell you what I say, and excuse the language, guys. Nigga switch was about to be flipped in that place. Like, there's just no other way of saying it. Luckily, Chanel went in with me, and she stopped me from doing something I would not have regretted at all. But needless to say, I came back home empty-handed after. It was a good weekend after that. Like, I made a guy give me my money back plus another $100 plus a nice $80 pocket watch.
Okay.
Still did not cover the cost it took me to get to Atlanta, and I had to stay there for the evening because I had plans in South Carolina the next day. So, that really pissed me off. But needless to say, they're actually mailing me the tux, but I'm not going to buy it from them. I'm literally going to get it. I'm going to hold on to it for a couple weeks, tell them I didn't get it yet, and then I'm going to mail it back to them. And go, no, thank you, because I found somebody in Charlotte who is much more professional and has done suits for a lot of the big time people here in Charlotte. So at least I know that I'll get a great tux. The other side of that is I'm paying
baller
a hell of a lot of money for a tux that I don't have. So if you guys have jobs on the side, if you need somebody to be a voice actor for your podcast, if you need me to do a members only, is it, what is it called? No, fans only.
Only fans.
Only fans. I can start up an OnlyFans page. No, but anyway. other than that, it's just been a typical week. Crazy shit at work. Parents don't realize that their children are in college and need to be adults, that sort of thing.
I mean, you could do it part-time from home. You can just go to NetflixTaggers.com. And I don't know if you've seen that, but you just watch Netflix shows and you give them feedback on what the tag should be so they can spread it faster. And it pays $30 an hour while just watching TV and writing down what hashtags and what tags they should have.
Netflix. Oh, I don't want one. Okay, gotcha.
Netflix Taggers. Yeah, you can just go and watch Netflix.
I can do that while I'm at work. What are you talking about? At home.
Just watch Netflix and make some money doing it. Just little side hustles.
That's a good one.
Now they're going to shut it down that I mentioned on a podcast. Everybody's going to go out there like, wait, I can get paid to watch Netflix? Telling all the secrets.
We can delete this part and only the people that are here listening right now can
get the secrets. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff like that you can do. Where you can make money doing basically nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you have to do something, but it's not like you have to do anything really hard. You have something to watch deep.
Yeah, jobs and Netflix.
Netflix Tiger, it's like 20,
so he's gonna start streaming right now.
Yeah, I'm like, all right,
play.
Does Prime do this too? I'm about to watch the Lord of the Rings.
I got three devices. Let's go.
Exactly.
Yeah, I felt kind of bad because he gave us $10 vouchers at the theater, but you had to go to a person to get it. And the guy next to us at the bar, like, we showed up and we're like, oh, our dinner's free, sweet. And he's like, wait, I don't have the voucher. I went to the machine. I was like, oh, the machine didn't give the vouchers. You had to go to a live person. They're like, yeah, you can't exchange it, so you're screwed. Like, I was like, oh man, I feel bad for the guy. Anyway, so guys, ready to jump right into this chapter? So
these are very short chapters.
Yeah, they're not long chapters, but there are some little nuggets in here, so we'll go through it. Chapter 25, like lightning and rain. So we are in Kyrian with Eggy. She wakes up feeling all refreshed from having a good night's sleep, ready to go out to the city. However, one of the wise ones, Soriela, sees her and takes her to the wise ones immediately. It's like, yep, we got to go discuss the Aes Sedai. So they go in there. They've learned they learn from Rourke that there are six Aes Sedai, two of them who are red and a gray who's in charge that are inside the city staying there. And they're trying to figure out why.
They're like, first and foremost, you shouldn't have left the sweat tent so early. You would have liked what you would have seen.
Giggity.
Or heard, at least. But anyway, the observation that Egwene has right off the bat that there was two reds sent by Elida was definitely, in her mind, viewed as an aggressive move. So she's like, you know, Rand's not going to put up for that shit, right? Like, that's just not going to work. And so it sets the tone, and then it shows that clearly, there are missing colors, so it kind of elaborates the fact that there is indeed a divide in the tower, which is readers we know, but this is kind of the first clear indication to Egwene and the Wise Ones, and soon to Rand, that there are some serious issues going on in the tower that need to be addressed or at least recognized, which, you know, Rand has his suspicions, especially since he knows there's a whole other cohort of Aes Sedai out there somewhere, but... You know, I think it also is kind of funny that it's run by a gray and not a red. You'd think a red would be the one running the show, but
well, if they're trying to hunt, there'd be red. That's the whole thing. I think that's why it's interesting that it's a gray Aja. Because you guys remember what the grays are?
Aren't they?
They are
the knowledge.
No, knowledge would be browns.
No brown.
They are the
politicians, right? Mediators.
Politics. Yeah, politics.
Yeah.
Politicians. Which,
I mean, I guess that makes sense. They are going as an embassy.
Right.
So maybe she played that part well. having a gray lead it instead of one of her reds, but you would think she would have put a red in charge just because.
What do you think about the small army they brought with them? 500 guards.
The one they tried to hide?
Yeah. Of course, the Aiel all know because they definitely like, can you try to hide from Aiel? Like, we are the masters of hiding. Like, if there was a hide-and-go-seek international championship, like, the Aiel are all over it. They can...
I mean, it's supposed to be an honor guard, I guess, but yeah, we know it's really just in case Rand loses this shit. Maybe there's a potential that 500 men can overwhelm him.
Maybe.
Well, and remember, let's go back to when we ran into Varen again, and she had to tell the other sister, like, hey, no joke, he's actually legit powerful. So if the rest of the towers are that mindset, like, yeah, he's the dragon, but we can take him with a couple of Aes Sedai, maybe they think what they have there is enough. I think if they knew what Rand can do, they would know they were wasting their time having all of those non-channeling people.
Okay.
True.
Okay. Maybe. What do you think their intentions are? I mean, we'll get into this later in the chapter too, but initial thoughts when you first heard about their, I mean, just to meet Rand and talk to them and they're from the tower. Do you think it's to, I mean, what, think it's ill intentions or good intentions? Or are they just trying to broker a deal? Or
I honestly think they're trying to broker a deal, or at least that's what they're coming with the overall framework is like, hey, come with us. We get your best intentions at mine, but we do know that there is a black Aja that's pretty much like in the tower, kind of running the show slightly. So
a Forsaken think, in the tower.
Yeah, Forsaken in the tower, excuse me. So the goal is really to get him to the tower where there's more than 13. And so they can essentially strip him of his powers or control him and turn him to the dark side.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're trying to do. But sure. I don't know that this emissary notices that, or embassy, whatever they call it.
Right. Yeah, and Egwene's just trying to figure it out just as much as the wise ones are. I know they're grilling her about it.
Trying to eat her fruit and pudding so they don't ask so many questions.
Well, she did try to go into the dreams as well and know that they've ordered their dreams, so they can't get in that way. She's been trying to figure out, you know, what are they really doing? But yeah, after she eats breakfast, because after that, she does go out into the city, into the town. She sees, I guess, Lady, was it Arlen? One of the noblewomen, like her coach leave or whatever. And she starts to, you know, super sus, wondering what's going on with her. Wonder if she's a spy. And then all of a sudden she feels like a gigantic amount of Sayadar being channeled. Like, not a small trick.
That's all about.
Yeah.
So, like, what are they doing channeling all this?
But it's happening in the building. Like, she would see if the flows were leaving. They weren't. So there's a lot of channeling happening inside.
Which makes me wonder, like, did they come across somebody that they're trying to keep hold of? Or
something? An Umbriel, Terumbriel?
That they're pouring power into in case they have to use it against Rand. Like, I had a number of thoughts that hit me.
Yeah.
Maybe they've got some trap that they have to keep ready to spring at all times. So when Rand shows up, they can trap him. Because I think like their goal is to control him somehow. So
yeah, either control or kill. I think maybe they got like a special weapon, like a gun that they're pouring their power into that way they could. Or maybe there's some being that just has to feed on energy and they need to keep it under control. So they keep feeding it and then they're going to like attach it to Rand or something. I have a million thoughts.
Yeah.
None of them are right.
Jumping forward a little bit, the way they're talking when she does eavesdrop, there is one line like, you know, do we have to keep doing this sort of thing? Well, yeah, we got to be ready. You know, we'll try the diplomatic approach sort of thing. But if that doesn't work, so this is like their plan B.
Yeah.
I don't think plan B, if plan A is to get him to do something willingly, plan B, I don't think is to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they still want to force him, control him somehow.
Right. Yep. And during all this, of course, Egwene's like hiding in the streets. She's trying to use the Moraine's trick to eavesdrop, which I thought was just funny because, you know, it's one thing that she did, I guess, it never explained Moraine was doing it, but when she actually taps into someone's conversation, everyone around you can hear it too. Because she taps into the maids and like a bunch of passerbys like stop and like, what?
Is she talking to herself? Is that an Aiel talking to herself? That must have been a scary thought. A crazy Aiel. That's like your worst nightmare. Yeah. Period. Mm-hmm. But hey.
Yep.
And then she almost got herself caught. So good job for her.
And she does finally find them, but then like it's like a tiniest snidbit, and then the door shuts, and she doesn't get anything more. And that's when I guess one of the Brown sisters comes out, like looking for. I think they, well, we found out they detected that someone was trying to look in. We found out later, but so they came like busting out of the tower or out of this building, and Egwene like casually walks back and tries to run. And runs.
Is that how you pronounce it? N-E-S-U-N-E-S.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
She runs right into her dream baby daddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her dream baby daddy. Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
We did now Ian brought up something really interesting to us this week.
And they're so awkward.
You can indeed get impregnant while you're in the dream. It happened in Sandman, so
true. Maybe she's already preggers. But she runs right into to Gawain, and interesting little conversation here. They go somewhere private to talk, and the first thing that comes out of
Gawain's she wants mouth, to wrap those curls around her fingers. Her face went scarlet.
Oh yeah,
and then she's like, "You never did that. It was only a dream."
Yeah, yeah. But then he immediately goes into this whole tirade about killing Rand and how Rand killed his mother and his sister, and that he wants and Elaine to stop or Gawain stops. Was like,
"You know nothing, John Snow.
Life." I talked to her 3 days ago. Like, she's fine. Like, you know nothing. Like, no, Rand did kill your mother. Like that. I don't know where you're getting this crap.
And of course, she's worried that he's been made into a warder. I don't want to breeze with that. She's like, "I will make you my warder. Like, you're mine." Like, wow.
Yep. So do you think that's true?
No, he hasn't been made. Oh, will she make him into one? Yes, definitely.
I mean, there's a steak dinner right on this.
Yeah.
Rand was supposed to be a Gwaine's warder. That was a steak dinner prediction.
It could still happen.
It could still happen. He's going to be somebody's warder. But I do think she's indeed going to have Gawain as her warder. Yep. I think they're going to get married. I'm going to predict that.
Okay. She preggers.
She preggers. Everyone's preggers.
I'm not going to go that far. I kind of agree with you, Ian. Like, I go back and forth. Some weeks I'm like, yeah, she's pregnant. Other weeks I'm like, nah, she just got that big toe.
Yeah. Yeah. And she says, like, no, Rand didn't kill your mother. Rand didn't kill Elaine. I don't have time to prove it, but I just tell you right now that's not true. And he's not really convinced. But she asks him, you know, until I can prove it, you know, promise me not to harm Rand. And he begrudgingly agrees.
I mean, what she's really doing is say, don't get killed by Rand. Because,
yeah.
I mean, let's just be real. Is he really going to be able to do anything to Rand? No.
No.
Absolutely not. He wouldn't be able to be within 10 feet of Rand.
I do worry not so much about Gawain, but Galad. And
Galad's a different story.
Rand keeps talking about, you know, with the training, like, yeah, you got to train with the sword too. Like, what happens if you're not able to channel? And he's dropped that line a couple of times. And again, Jordan doesn't mention stuff like that for no reason. So it might be 4 books from now, but maybe
we already know this. Galad's his half brother.
Yeah. But if those two go to fight, and as much as Rand's been trading, if they go to fight and Rand cannot channel at the moment, I might put my money on Galad.
Oh, I definitely 110%.
But yeah, Galad's badass with the sword. But yeah, it's interesting that Gawain doesn't even know that Galad's a White Cloak. I mean, I get that feeling that he doesn't know because he's like, oh, you mean, you know, turning Galad into your warder because everybody likes Galad. And she I don't think he would have said
a white
that.
White Cloak warder.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, crazier things
we
have
know
happened.
He's not a warder because he wants to be a warder. I mean, a White Cloak because he wants to be a White Cloak. He had to be a White Cloak.
Do you think so?
I mean, he said it himself.
Yeah, but do you think
the way the math added up. Like, that was...
Yeah.
They were more in line with what he wanted at that time.
Correct.
Yeah. So that was the path to take.
It was the most right thing to do.
And we get this cute little scene, too, here, where she tells Gawain she loves him. He's like, yeah, right.
Laughs off. It's like, Alan, how old is she right now?
At this point, probably 17 or maybe going on 18. Yeah. She was just 17, if you know what I mean. Huh. And the way she looked was way beyond. But I couldn't dance with another.
She's too young to be professional.
Standing there. Okay. Yeah. some Beatles. Beatles, we're definitely going to get kicked out of YouTube for copyright. They're strict on their copyrights, Beatles. They'll come all over.
Can we do Metallica yet, or is that still automatically getting sued?
I don't know.
Did I mess up by saying it?
I don't know if you can say it.
Napster. Oh, shit.
Did you see, like, there was something, like, where there's some guy on Twitter, and it went viral, because he's talking about, too bad Metallica hasn't put out an album so long, and Metallica coming back, like, you sure about that? He goes, it's like, who are you? I didn't even look who commented. Just started like, it's like, I know Metallica like better than anyone else. And like, he was into Metallica, like yeah, the official like, Twitter
you,
account.
You,
like,
missed 2016, but yeah, whatever. Yeah.
it's like, but he's arguing with Metallica. Like, I know Metallica better than anyone. It's like, but they are. You're an idiot. But yeah. So
say, like, when do you get to that point where you're like, hold on a second, who am I talking to? Oh, yeah. You are a god. I'm sorry.
Sorry. But yeah. So, and then she said, yeah, she'll make him a rewarder, blah, blah, blah. All that great gushy love.
Yeah. Blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, screw that. Let's just leave right now. I got a small farm estate down south. We'll go grow grapes and have wine and just run away from everything.
So I try not to be this guy, but as I'm reading this, I'm like, you stupid, stupid, stupid kids. Stupid. So stupid.
I like that thought. The Beatles rights.
I can put it back. Yeah.
If the Beatles copyrights strike you, you know you made it.
Yeah.
That is our sign, guys.
That's how we know we made it big.
Well, we're from Bad News. You not know who we are.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so go. Yeah, that's his little proposal. She refuses, of course. Says no, we're not doing that.
We have other things to do.
Yeah, and she asks him not to tell the Aes Sedai about her that they're the city, but also kind of thinks about asking him to use him as kind of a pawn to figure out what they're doing as well. Because she even mentions, like, if I ask him, I know he'll do it.
Yeah. But she won't.
Yes, she grew.
But she won't. Yeah.
I would have voodooed him, voodoo like pow, and then boom, he's got some type of ward where I can hear everything he hears or something.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't need to if she just keep like spend a little more time talking, be like, look, this is where I'm at, this is what's going on. You know, if you really love me, trust me on this. Feed me some info. I'm not trying to hurt anybody, but it's important that I protect Rand and your sister Elaine. And
she could have given him some wings and pizza.
Yeah,
Why
would she feel bad asking him to kind of help spy? Like, these Aes Sedai are kind of working against the Aes Sedai that Elaine is with right now. Mm-hmm. And so wouldn't he be motivated to help her?
That would be an easy ask. He's so pure. She would never put him through something like that. Never.
She doesn't want to use him. She loves him so much.
Because Jordan's like, no, it would be too easy if he's in this position and just feeds her a bunch of information. That'd be too easy.
Sure.
We had to make it difficult.
Plus, she didn't give him that wings and pizza.
Yeah. No, that wings and pizza. Yeah.
That would have done it. He would have sang.
What's the one I sent you the other day? Worship and prayer.
That was a good one.
I told my aunt, my Christian aunt, that WAP meant worship and prayer. And she goes, WAP on Saturday, Sunday. church. we're going to hell. So after she leaves him, she feels the channeling company from the Aes Sedai again, and she hurries away. Feels it start back up. Not as strong as before, but they're definitely
run away.
They're definitely doing something. So yeah. And then we switch to Katarine's point of view. So anything from all of this before we switch over to Katarine?
No. We have dragged that out.
I love you. Oh, yeah. I love you too, Egwene. Oh, let's kissy face. Me.
Yeah. Yep. All that fun stuff. So yeah. So then Katarine's point of view. So now we're with the girl or with the Aes Sedai that are in the building. Katarine is telling Lady Culvera that they intend to take Rand to Tarvalen, and that there will be a power vacuum here in Kyrian, and that she's implying that Culvera should be the one to fill that power void. And it's quick.
Pretty little, presumptuous.
Yeah, of course. That whole entire spot is made for Elaine, and Rand's made that very clear. that Elaine's going to rule both Kyrian and Andor. But yeah.
Yeah.
So anything about that?
Sure. And they're like, yeah, we have our methods. We're going to try to escort them. But you know, if not, we're going to, we got other ways of going about this.
Exactly. Yep.
That was the chapter.
Yeah. Then we have a couple, two more points of view. It goes to, was it Nasun?
Yeah.
Nasun. Sedai tells the High Lord, Mielin, that once Rand departs for Tarvalin, Kyrian will need to be in strength and implies that they should be the one to provide it. So all these Aes Sedai are kind of like pinning all these different nobles. Like these are all different, the different
divide
houses.
And conquer. Yeah.
It's also the game of house. The game of houses that they play. Days de Mar. And the Aes Sedai invented Days de Mar and they're playing it right now.
Yeah.
And then the last one, Serene Sedai's point of view, walks into the room, with Corian, Sedai and,
they're talking about poor Moraine as she's been pretending to be a green.
Yeah. Moraine the green.
Even though you know, this green is really.
Yeah. They're talking about Berylane as well, that she might be difficult. That there's a rumor that there's a green sister with Rand. Galena Sedai comes in as well. That's when they start going the whole Moraine. Maybe it's Moraine pretending to be green, that she faked her own death. And that, you know, she's just a green sister here, and they're arguing about it. Like, no, there's no way Moraine would ever do that.
No.
Flying
on a unicorn? Yes.
Yeah. But until Serene is told that it's time to prepare, though. And after some discussion, they retire to the rooms and pull as much Sedar as they can possibly hold and start doing exercises. So they're just in there practicing, warming up. Giggities.
Tightening up.
Yeah.
Giggles. I mean, I wonder exactly when they're going to address them.
Well, we'll find out.
Is it coming up real soon?
Maybe.
Are they going to attack him? Or is it?
Do they say that they're able to sense him when he travels?
No, they can't. They can't sense male.
Male side, but not Ian. What if they have seven hidden Aes Sedai somewhere? What if they already have another hidden seven Aes Sedai?
I guess they got spies everywhere.
The full 13 there.
Yeah, the full 13 there, and they just only talk about
sleep. Yeah, they've been seeking some more in. Maybe.
Yeah, or maybe that's the type of Angreal that gives them the power.
How pissed? Not Rand. Not even Rand. How pissed would Luce Theron be if he walks in and sees 13 Aes Sedai in there? I mean, he's immediately going to just start stealing. Luce Theron going to get crazy.
You get a balefire, and you get a balefire, and you get
no,
a balefire.
Never again. Not balefire, but I can see him going off like traveling behind people and slitting throats. And I've been watching a lot of The Boys and
are you started watching it?
And Titans, yeah.
Do you like The Boys?
I'm almost done with The Boys. Like season three is just.
So you're saying Luz Theron is going to crawl into somebody's butthole?
No, he's going to crawl into the other side.
And get big and explode them.
Or potentially use
it's bigger on the inside.
Okay, so anything from this chapter before we move on? We're racing through tonight because I think we're going to watch the TV show. I get it.
It's really maybe it'll be good if they show up with 13 and Rand has a chance to pull a trigger first. Like maybe they go in very cocky with 13.
Okay,
that's and Rand and Luz recognizes it, and then this will be their chance to find out how powerful Rand is. Because, and I agree, Chris, I think if that happens, it won't be Rand. Luz is going to take the reins.
It'll be a task. And start dicing like, I got you, bruh.
And that room is going to go from 13 Aes Sedai to one left, and he's going to send him back with a message.
Okay.
Yeah, the rings of the other 12.
Yeah. Because Rand don't play, and we got to get to that in the next chapter. So that's a good segue. You guys ready?
Sure. And I'm really not trying to rush these chapters. These are super short chapters.
They are super short chapters. But yeah. And more show I had to put some short chapters together so it times up right for some chapters coming up. Anyway, so chapter 26, Connecting Lines. And our chapter symbol here is the sunburst, white cloak sunburst. Last one was the line of Andor. But yeah. So yeah. We're in Rand's point of view. Rand's atop of Hilltop. We're outside of Camelin. He's watching the Saldarian Cavalry perform the training.
Did what he said he was going to do.
Yep. Yeah.
He's watching them train. Which confused me at first. I was like, is he preparing for a battle that I missed somewhere? Where did I not read or not listen? Like, I'm so confused.
Yeah.
So,
no, but he promised to watch. Yeah. And then he's also surrounded by Aiel. Bashir's wife comes up, has a brief encounter with Daria, Daffron Bashir's wife. Rand turns
back to Aiel's mom.
Yep. Yeah. And Rand turns back to Camelin, and Luz Theron starts to giggle in his head. He's like, "Are you really there?" Like,
but no, wasn't she a big woman? Like, not a big woman, but a good sized woman, like an Amazonian woman,
thick,
yeah,
thick.
She's super muscle, yeah.
As Beyonce says in Renaissance, that good thick. Yes,
yeah.
They
did point out that, like,
the kind of woman you're afraid to go down on too good because she might crush your head.
Yeah. And Saldanian women are all watching their men train as well, with icy stares, like not even like excited. Like, it wasn't like the Aes Sedai watching the warriors train. We're all giggly, like, ooh, look what they're doing. Like, they're like hearted. I always think like Spartan culture. You know, like where the women are like, come back or come back on the shield. Like, come back. You know, like you come back, victorious or come back dead. There's no, there was no retreat in the Spartan tradition. That was one of their sayings. Yeah, come back dead. Yeah, come back victorious or come back dead. And the women would say that to their men. So I feel like the Saldanian women have that kind of air.
So what's the deal with the two white stones? I didn't get that.
Markers.
Yeah.
For what?
I don't remember, recall.
I don't think it really went into explanation as to what the markers were for. I was really confused by that.
Yeah.
Because Rand had like seized Sidene and he had gotten real tense and he was looking for the markers. I wonder what the markers mark. Maybe there's an away gate there or something.
It might be the area where they do the gateways? Because they have to mark off those sections so they don't slice someone accidentally.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Because I was like, why does that matter?
Yeah, I mean, they have been marking those places off so people don't walk into there in case Ashaman or people come through or through and slice people in half. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So then they enter the city and things get real crazy real fast. People are shouting the King of Andor. make way,
white
make
folks
way
coming.
For Prince Rand. Yeah, it's there's
doom doom doo doo doom 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 doo doo.
Exactly.
He's got the monkeys.
Exactly. And he's looking around the crowd everywhere. Because he's looking around everywhere, he notices a crossbow man up on the taking aim, and immediately weaves air and stops the bolt in midair. He's like, fires a fireball right back at the guy burning him up.
They keep calling my name, but they should know, and I've been saying it, this land's going to Elaine. I'm tired of hearing this crap. There's a guy that, I can see this whole, like, there's a guy up there. Oh, he's got a cross. Oh, shit. And then, like, slip into Sidene. Stop the bolt, like you said, in midair. And then I would have, did he turn it back around and shoot it back at him?
Because I fired a fireball and burnt him up.
Not as cool. Not as cool at all. But then I would have turned it in midair and hurled it at him through his eyeball.
And then Bruno Mars, caught a grenade for him, get your grenade for, just a diving. Right in front of another crossbow. I think it was one of the maidens. But
well, this is good for Rand.
Smiled
Rand
while she
when
did
the
it.
Maidens sacrificed themselves for him.
Yeah,
it's his favorite.
He really likes
she
that.
Smiled at him, a beautiful smile. Then her head slumped sideways. The sightless blue eyes stared at him, already glazing. The crossbow bolt standing out from her ribs, pressed against her wrist. Why had she ever wanted to hide such a beautiful smile?
So he got one of the crossbow man, but there's a second shooter, and the maidens saw that. At that point, the maidens all went high alert. And
said, hand seized him and hauled him to his feet. And then just like maidens and mountain dancers pushed him to the side of the street. Like, I can see this just commotion happening all at once. And they're all like veiled and ready for action. And have no idea what to do next.
It's a picture of like a Secret Service scene when like something happens, like when Reagan was shot, or even Kennedy with the assassination. You know how all this they swarm around and then you know push him to the side and immediately start doing a protective, you know, formation.
Talk about Secret Service. So like we have here in Charlotte the President's Cup starting up in a couple weeks, less than a couple. And so we're driving to where I'm getting my tux, and I see this big ass Escalade. Super huge, all black. I'm like, that looks, though we're in Charlotte, it still looks slightly out of place. Mm-hmm. And then it hooks a left-hand turn down a random alleyway, and it has like the presidential seal on the side. And I'm like, they are scouting out the streets, every single street, this early on. Like,
I remember crazy. Last time I was in Rome, president, as when W was president, George W. Bush, and he came to visit Rome, and the Romans were not happy that they sectioned off so much of the city because of where he was going to go. It weren't a lot of people to walk there, and like they were not happy that a foreign president was making them not go down the streets. We
had like five prior presidents showing up here, I think, or four or something. Yeah. Like that, so.
Yeah. So pretty crazy. But yeah, so the maidens do their right into action. They immediately go swarming throughout the city to find anybody else. They find, you know, kill a couple of people, but they find four prisoners. All are white cloaks. They kill some.
White cloaks being controlled by a dark friend.
Yeah. Do you think this is the dark friend ones?
More D.
Yes. More D's crew.
Okay.
Which makes me think, is he going to show up?
The man who calls himself Bors.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. And yeah, Rand lines them all up and immediately passes judgment. He's like, hang them all. And one guy starts to cry. He's like, it's your lucky day. In fact, I'll give you a horse. You're going to go straight back to Pedro and I'll say, I'll hang you too. Like, the rest of them, I'll hang.
Demir Farral, his eyes popping out of his head. Please don't hang me, my lord. I'll walk in the light, I swear. That's your problem now. You swore to walk in the light, and the light sent you to shoot at me.
Or maybe they knew they were working for a dark friend. I don't think this is a Pedro Niall move. Pedro Niall's not that dumb. Remember, we had a chapter and realized he's a freaking genius.
Yeah.
So he would, if you wanted to take out Rand, it'd be more than this.
This isn't a Pad and Fame move either, though.
This is a man who calls himself Bors move.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would think a Pad and Fame Mordeath move. Like, he's there to sow chaos. So now
he would do it in such a more manipulative way.
Yeah. Which we found out who Bors is, I think, in the third book, right? Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
It's Jack M. Carradine or
whatever.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
So it could be him.
So this is a little bit of action. Probably the highlight of this chapter was this whole, you know, assassination attempt.
Just like the streets of Iraq. That's literally what it sounded like to me.
Yeah.
Cruising along, everything's fine, market's open. Everybody's like, hey, how's it going? Da 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 da. And then one asshole on the roof with an AK-47 just spoils it for everybody.
Yep. I'm sure Jordan pulled a lot of this, I mean, from his time in Vietnam too. I mean, this is common. Yeah.
Well, a lot of similarities there. Like that's what the fighting turned into in the populated areas, you know?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So upon returning to the palace after all this, Rand is told that Mistress Harver, the Wave Mistress, requests her audience. And Rand's like, I'll talk to her later. But send Lady Elena. Is it Elena? Elena?
Gaga.
Yeah, Lady Gaga. And let's call Lady Gaga into his rooms. And she's obviously vying for the throne as well, and Rand knows this, so he's really careful in trying to figure out how to properly get questions out of her, but get answers out of her, but like not to pop her up, because obviously it's meant for Elaine. So,
yeah.
So she goes into a little Andorian history lesson.
She's like, yeah, you look so much like your mother. I mean.
Yeah.
And all he's worried about is Elaine my cousin? Like, yeah, for somebody who you don't want to be involved with, who you want to protect, why do you care if she's your cousin? I mean, I guess that's a good reason. You want to protect her, but it shouldn't matter if she's your cousin or not.
No, but he loves Elaine.
I know, but he also doesn't want anything to do with her. He wants to protect her by keeping her away.
Yeah.
We all know he's going to knock her up too, but.
Yeah. But yeah, he's definitely trying to figure out the connections, whether he's related to Elaine. Yeah. And it turns out he kind of is, like, super distantly, but.
Yeah.
That's in royal lines. They're all related somewhat. I mean, it's not quite as bad as.
We're all cousins.
It's not as bad as Austrian. It's not as bad as the Habsburgers or whatever from Austria, which were like super inbred. But are some of the English lines were really bad.
He got real concerned. He was like, are we kissing cousins or can we legally marry? That's really all I want to know.
Is this Alabama or is this kind of like, you know. Modern Europe, not even like medieval Europe, like modern Europe. Where are we at? but the connections are too far back, so it's obviously it's not that close.
Yeah,
pretty much in the this chapter that way with Rand saying, "Hey, you leave, I'm going to Cairhien." So he kind of blows off the Waste Maid Mistress. Is like, "I'm leaving right now. Don't tell Avienda. I'm out."
But of course, he has these thoughts about Morghese and all these thoughts about Tigraine. And he's like, you know, these are thoughts of a madman. Where's Luce Thayer when you need him? I need somebody to put this off on.
Yeah.
A good scapegoat.
Definitely. And this is, like I said, the shortest episode I think we've ever done. So, and it's not really just because of the TV show. It's really because it's really short chapters.
And my connection is horrible.
And Ian's connection is horrible.
I like that, Iris. Are we like a half a step, a whole step?
Yeah. Yeah. Iris says he wants to know what the banjo scale is.
Are we going to third? It's like, what are we doing?
Are we a full bluegrass band, or is this just a little bit of a little twang here and there? Good times. So anything from these chapters?
It leads me to believe that some really hardcore stuff is coming.
Okay.
Now, since we don't have a guest next week, I think we got two more chapters to set up.
Yeah, I feel that.
Parent chapter.
But remember, Alan is an asshole, so the next two chapters could be like half set up, half like shit's going down, but then you got to wait.
Oh, yeah. Could be.
But yes, I am.
He's a black. I could do that. That sounds like me.
Yeah, maybe. So.
He's like, sure.
So anything else from these chapters, though, before we go to favorite character?
No.
I am kind of hung up on the way the White Cloaks attacked.
Okay.
And I know I said earlier, like, it's just a really dumb attack. Pedro and I wouldn't do that. But then also, remember, a lot of the White Cloak talk is that Rand isn't actually the Dragon Reborn, and he's propped up by Aes Sedai. So maybe they didn't know. I don't know. It just seemed like a really dumb idea. You're poking the nest. You're poking the hive.
Right. What do you think about Rand's initial reaction to just go straight to Balefire for the White Cloaks? Like, he thought about Balefire and lose, like, screaming, like, no!
Well, because if he knew the person or the people that fired the crossbows, especially the one that killed the chick right up on him, he knows he could have brought her back to life.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a moral dilemma there. He doesn't truly understand the negative effects of Balefire. Luz does.
Right.
So at least he has Luz telling him, hell no. I don't, if Luz wasn't there talking him down from it, why wouldn't you be like, all right, line up with the guys that had crossbows. All right, I'm going to zap them. Shoom, shoom, shoom. Right?
Yeah, bring her back to life.
It messes with the weave too much.
Yeah.
You might kill a fly today and find out that it was a god tomorrow.
Yeah. But he doesn't really know that. Luz knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He needs to talk to Luz more often.
He does.
Yeah,
I learned at a young age, you don't fuck with no girl's weave.
Yeah.
You do not mess with the weave.
You don't.
No, you don't.
I gave one tug during a game of Red Rover, and let me tell you, she put me in my place. Never again. Never.
And they throw hands fast and hard too, boy.
They throw hands, they throw their hair too. I got hit with the hair harder than I got hit with their hands. You ever take a thick braid to the eyeball? That shit hurts.
Especially when there's 10 pounds of it up there.
Yeah, that's how you is. Seriously.
Like, they start running track, and then they throw that head for it, and the weed just pulls them right along.
What's bad is, her and I, we're good friends. We're still good friends to this day, but she kicked the shit out of me with her weave.
That's fun.
Anyway, favorite character.
Yeah, favorite. Oh, no, one more thing before that. Also, I wanted to say, ask a question about, so at the very end, also Rand adds, he has an internal list of all the maidens, and he realizes, without him even knowing, Ileana has been added to the list as well. So Luce is actually adding to Rand's list.
Yeah, adding to the list. Now,
Rand is not going to take it off. He doesn't really know why it's there, but he's not going to take it off.
Take it off, yeah.
Was Ileana a maiden?
No, that was his wife. I mean,
I know, but
3,000 years ago. There was no Aiel yet. I mean, well, there's the servant Aiels. Maybe, I don't know if they're...
Yeah, maybe she was a predecessor of the current maidens.
Maybe.
The first maiden.
The first maiden.
The first.
Yeah. So, favorite character?
Ian.
The dumbass that shot a crossbow at Rand.
And yeah.
When they were planning this, someone had to be chosen to take the first shot, and the first shot had to be at Rand, if that's who they were going after, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what did he draw a short straw? No, I think this guy was dumb enough to be like, I got it. I'll take the shot. I'm going to get this dragon fucker. Like, he probably thought he could, too.
America.
Yeah. America. Got my 30-06. Blast him away. Don't tread on me, bitches. It still cracks me up that people pay extra to have a "Don't Tread on Me" license plate.
Oh, they pay extra to the government.
To the government, that shit cracks me up.
Yeah, in Virginia, you get the "Don't Tread on Me" license plates everywhere. It's like you're paying money to the government for the government not to tread on you. What?
Yeah, do a bumper sticker. I got that, but the license plate, get out of here. Yeah. You did not read your history book.
Not at all, and that's why they're able to sell them.
Yeah. It's funny.
It's really a joke by the government. Let's see how many people read those books that we put in the schools.
Yeah, right.
That's why we don't need them. For me, it was... Daria.
Okay.
Yeah, Bashir's wife, just because I'm into thick women.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That head cracker.
Yeah.
Mine was Gawain, because Gawain's so dreamy.
I was hoping no one would say Gawain and Egwene. Like,
yeah. Nope.
It's a vomit section for me.
But he's so dreamy.
I love a woman that could take charge and who feels confident. And she definitely just screamed that to me.
Okay.
Just nearly a hand taller than her husband. She was a big woman, not stout, not even plump, simply big.
Built.
She had wings of white in her black hair and dark, tilted eyes. Like, she just seems powerful.
Mm.
There are just moments where I need a good, powerful woman to put me in my place, and she seemed like she could do it. So
there you go.
Okay. Alan, remember back in the day, like, being around all the really good swimmers? Uh-huh. And there were some of the female swimmers that were like distance fly swimmers that had shoulders and lats like you wouldn't believe. But somehow they were so, I guess I shouldn't say somehow, but they were also extremely attractive.
Yeah.
Like you knew they could crush it without trying.
There's one girl, Catherine, I'm not going to say last names, but Catherine. And I remember you're a lifeguard, and she got on the block to like get ready to go, and she flexed, you know, to get ready for start on the starting block, and like
massive.
Her entire back just rippled down, like muscles were like,
oh. She can do a pull-up or five.
Somebody came to relieve me from the stand. I was like, I can't get up for another 10 minutes. Sorry, I need to sit here a little bit longer.
Holy crap. Well, she was also, I mean, she never made Olympics, but she was a contender for a while. She was one of the fastest.
You're going to bet a contender.
A contender. Yeah.
My ex-fiance was Junior Olympic.
Yeah.
Just to say, I have a type.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can appreciate those really fit women.
My wife was I thought about going to an Olympic for running.
Yes.
I mean, she thought about it. I mean, her coaches wanted her to. She didn't want. Her coaches wanted her to do a. I mean, she's 11 time All American. I mean,
she's a phenomenal athlete.
Yeah, she was.
Stops at 11? How do you get to 11 and go,
I'm done. 11-time All-American.
Such an odd
number. She still holds a lot of the school records for female track, but yeah.
Get it? Odd number? 11? Yeah.
it's very odd. It just, yeah.
It is. Thank you, Loyal. It is odd.
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, next time
We're going two chapters again. Those chapter titles are gifts. Not like gifts like I show like this. Like not like that. Like gifts like I give you a gift.
With a T.
With a T.
Yeah. Gift. I wonder who's getting a gift.
A gift.
Is it a baby shower? Is it going to be a baby shower?
Maybe. I don't know. And then letters is the next one.
Okay. And letters. We're back to Celebrity Jeopardy. I want you to write a nonsense word. Make up a word. As long as it's not a real word, you win.
Now the icons are pretty cool. So you have the dragons for the next one. And then the next one is the ruby hilted dagger.
Oh, that's not a good sign. That's not a good sign at all.
It's a good letter opener, right?
Maybe? Sure.
Well, it sure. could be where's my tripping gift? Out. Or it could be it could be more death, and maybe we find out about this plot to air quotes assassinate Ran, knowing it would not be successful. And this is more death, like I said, who was trying to stir the pot. Like
this is a smoke and mirrors type thing. It's a distraction showing you over there when
Chaos doesn't use a distraction to try and accomplish something else. They just poke and poke and poke, and they influence and they just create discord. And,
well, we know Rand gave Avienda a gift, so maybe we learn more about that.
Yeah.
And then
maybe this is a letter saying you are or not the father.
All right, we got to finish in 40 seconds to do an episode in under an hour. Go.
Oh crap! So how can we found? Is that thewheelreads.com? Go check out our website. You can find links to everything, such as our Discord, great community, fun place to hang out, first time reader friendly. Also, find links to our merchandise, lots of cool stuff there, and to our Patreon, where you can support us and maybe become the 80th. Kind of cool. That's all I got. So
until next time.
Peace.
Okay, bye.
And come watch us Saturday night.
Yep.
Woo woo.
I hope you enjoyed the show, and thank you for listening to The Wheel Reads. See y'all next time.